So the context here is the brothers' response to seeing Joseph approaching and what unfolds as they reason as to what to do with him. So this all represents an internal psychodynamic process that unfolds in us when we are identified with proprial states, or when proprial states at least are active, and how we respond to the presence of truth when it shines its light on aspects of the self that we are not in a state to see or don't really want to deal with. So just on that note, if I just read Genesis 37:19-24, it says this: "Then they said to one another, 'Look, the dreamer is coming. Come, therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit, and we shall say, some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dreams.' But Reuben heard of it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, 'Let us not kill him.' And Reuben said to them, 'Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit, which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand on him, that he might deliver him out of their hands and bring him back to their father.' So it came to pass, when Joseph had come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him. Then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it." So the difficulty comes when we're kind of being locked into the idea of persons. So what we're dealing with here is how the proprium weakens the power of spiritual truths in our life to achieve its ends. And so that's what we see is kind of happening here, that, of course, the truths are not dead, but if the proprium is going to get its way, it has to be able to spin things in a way where we fall into a state where we think, well, they may well be dead to, you know, or we are dead to them at least. So that's the dynamic that's sort of playing out here. And I suppose, you know, from a logopraxis perspective, you could create a task around that. I mean, that's something that, you know, when I'm in negative states, how alive are the truths from the word for me? Well, they, you know, I mean, we probably can pretty much guess the answer to that, but we would see the nuances of how what's represented by the brothers spin the rationalizations that keep us caught up in being separated from those higher things and them having any influence in our life.